The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, June 29th. We'll tell you about a historic, dangerous heat wave affecting millions of Americans, what's causing it, which records have been shattered, and where it's headed next. Also, new initiatives to inspire more Americans to get their COVID-19 vaccines. Plus, a big win in court for Facebook, why some gas stations are running out of gas, and which star athletes are set to represent Team USA at the Tokyo Olympics. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. The unprecedented heat wave in the Pacific Northwest just keeps breaking records. Portland, Oregon reached an all-time high temperature of 116 degrees yesterday. In Seattle, it was 108. Another record breaker. These kinds of temperatures are really unheard of in that region of the country. In fact, Seattle's average high temperature for June is usually around 70 degrees. Because of that, fewer than half of the people who live there have air conditioning. The heat forced many schools and businesses to close. COVID-19 testing sites and mobile vaccine units were also out of service. And in Portland, light rail and streetcar service was suspended because power cables melted. To help, officials opened cooling centers, including one in an Amazon meeting space in Seattle that could hold up to 1,000 people. This heat wave is being fueled by a highly unusual weather pattern known as a heat dome. Statistically, it's more rare than a once-in-a-several-thousand-year event, and climate change is said to be making it worse. Health officials say they've seen dozens of ER visits for heat-related illness, and they worry people will die as this heat wave goes on. Thankfully, the temperatures are expected to start going down in the Pacific Northwest, slowly, through the rest of this week. The extreme heat is now moving east into places like Idaho and Montana. Meanwhile, the Northeast and New England are also dealing with unusually high heat. Temperatures in places like Philadelphia, New York, and Boston have been in the upper 90s, and humidity has made it feel as high as 105. Officials everywhere are asking people to stay hydrated, check on their neighbors, and avoid strenuous activities as much as possible. The Supreme Court had a chance to take on two more controversial cases, and in both of them, justices decided to give lower courts the final say. One concerned whether St. Louis police used excessive force on a man who died in custody back in 2015. Nicholas Gilbert died in a holding cell after six officers restrained him for 15 minutes. They handcuffed him, shackled his legs, and placed him face down on the ground after they caught him trying to hang himself in his cell. His parents sued, but a lower court sided in favor with the police. It said because Gilbert continued to resist, law enforcement acted reasonably to restrain him. The Gilberts appealed to the Supreme Court, and this week, justices sent the case back to the lower court. They told a judge to reconsider whether Gilbert may have been resisting because he couldn't breathe, not because he wanted to disobey officers. Either way, the final decision will be up to the lower court. The other case was over whether schools can keep transgender students from using a bathroom that aligns with their gender identity. A transgender student named Gavin Grimm sued his Virginia high school 6 years ago because he was banned from the boys' bathroom. A lower court ruled in his favor, saying the policy violated Title IX. Remember, that's the federal law that bans sexism in federally funded schools. The school board appealed that decision to the Supreme Court, arguing Title IX is about sex, not gender identity. But this week, justices decided not to hear the case. And because of that, the lower court ruling stands. Legal experts say this could set a precedent for other similar cases around the country. The e-cigarette company Juul Labs settled the first of many lawsuits claiming the company marketed to teens. Juul will have to pay North Carolina $40 million. The money will go toward programs to help people quit e-cigarettes, prevent e-cigarette addiction, and research the devices. The settlement also lays out some new rules for Juul in the state. For example, Juul will not be able to use anyone under 35 years old in their advertising, and ads won't be allowed near schools, sporting events, or concerts. Experts say this settlement bodes well for 13 other states, including New York and California, who have filed similar lawsuits. E-cigarettes and other vaping products were originally made to be a less harmful alternative to traditional cigarettes. However, they caught on with teens and young adults who had never smoked before, and research shows the nicotine in e-cigs could hurt developing brains. Some people have also ended up with lung injuries and other health problems. On top of the lawsuits, Juul is under a review from the federal government. The FDA will decide later this year whether Juul's products will be allowed to stay on the market at all. Stay tuned. It looks like two of the COVID-19 vaccines could be effective for years, if not a lifetime. A new peer-reviewed study found people who got the Pfizer and Moderna shots might not ever need booster shots. However, it didn't look at the Johnson & Johnson shot or others that are on the market in other countries. And the findings may change if the virus and its variants keep evolving. But experts say as long as most of the population can get vaccinated, new variants will stop popping up. To help, the Biden administration is sending top officials around the country to promote the vaccines. The administration has also recruited celebrities and athletes to the vaccination campaign. They include country star Brad Paisley and the Tampa Bay Lightning hockey team. It also teamed up with Twitch and Riot Games to reach online gamers. And it's announced new partnerships with Panera and Chipotle to offer free food to people getting the shots. It's not clear how well all this persuasion is helping, though. Vaccination rates have dropped below 1 million a day, and the White House has said it will miss its goal of getting 70% of American adults at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. As of this morning, about 66% of adults have had at least one shot, 57% are fully vaccinated. Much more news ahead, but first, a word about our sponsor, Noom. Here's your main host, Erica Mandy.
Maybe you want to have more energy, enjoy exercising again, feel more confident or comfortable in a crowd, or simply feel good about your daily choices. Over time and through different life stages, our bodies and our habits can change, and so do our health goals. So whatever you need right now, I suggest you ditch the fad diets, the misconceptions, and the confusing, contradictory information you can find online, and check out Noom. It can help you get smart about food and make healthier daily choices. Noom's cognitive behavioral approach is not just about losing weight. It's about building the habits needed to keep it off. And it's convenient along the way, working with your lifestyle. Noom knows everyone is busy, and that's why Noom does not demand much of your time. They only ask for 10 minutes a day. There's a science to getting healthier, and it's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. If you're ready to learn how to live healthier, sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. That's Noom.com/newsworthy.
It was a big setback in the push to break up Facebook. This week, a federal judge dismissed two antitrust lawsuits against the social media giant, one by the Federal Trade Commission, the second by a group of more than 40 states. The FTC argued Facebook has been dominating the market by buying up any potential competitors like Instagram and WhatsApp. The states echoed that argument and also claimed Facebook exploited consumer data. But the judge said neither lawsuit was valid. He said the FTC didn't give enough evidence to support its claim that Facebook has monopoly power. And he said the states waited too long to file their own complaint since Facebook bought Instagram and WhatsApp years ago. Facebook's stock value shot up after the decision. It was the first time the company's market value reached $1 trillion. Around the country, many gas stations are running dry. The Oil Information Service says gas outages have been reported in the Pacific Northwest, Northern California, Colorado, and Iowa. And Gas Buddy told CNN there have also been reports of empty tanks in central Ohio and Illinois. But to be clear, there is no shortage in this country. This issue is coming to a head because there aren't enough tanker truck drivers to deliver the gasoline. A national driver trade group says up to 25% of its vehicles have been sitting idle because there is no one to drive them. And recruiting new employees takes time because tanker drivers require more training than other delivery workers. Making matters worse, demand is rising as more Americans hit the road. Still, experts are asking people not to buy up any more gas than they need, as panic buying could make matters much worse. College athletes could start earning money off their names and images as soon as this week. The NCAA says it's thinking about ending its policy that bans student athletes from profiting off their fame. It's facing pressure to act quickly because of several state laws that take effect in 2 days. Starting on July 1st, student athletes in 8 states will be legally allowed to earn money from their status, meaning athletes will be allowed to sign endorsement deals, sell autographs, charge a fee for event appearances, and accept money for social media posts. More than a dozen other states have similar laws that will go into effect over the next couple of years. Traditionally, those activities would have violated NCAA rules, but officials plan to vote tomorrow on lifting the existing policy, and the proposal is expected to pass. Team USA's women's gymnastics team has been set. This group of young women is the most diverse ever to represent the United States at the Olympics. And sports analysts are saying these 6 women could go down in history as the best U.S. gymnastics team ever. And that's despite a lack of prior Olympic experience. Simone Biles is the only one who has competed at the Olympics before. The other athletes who will be part of the team competition are Sunisa Lee, Jordan Chiles, and Grace McCallum. The final 2 gymnasts, Jade Carey and Michaela Skinner, will compete in the individual events. By the way, other Team USA rosters have also been set. For example, the men's basketball team will be led by NBA stars Kevin Durant, Damian Lillard, Devin Booker, and more. The men's golf team includes Justin Thomas and Bryson DeChambeau. And the women's soccer team will once again showcase stars like Megan Rapinoe, Alex Morgan, and Carly Lloyd. The Olympics begin on July 23rd. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, here's Erica again with a message from our sponsor, BetterHelp.
If there is anything that stops you from being your best and happiest self, why not fix that? It's sometimes tough for us to recognize on our own what might be holding us back, but a professional can help you identify it and move past it. BetterHelp is a great way to connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment, so it's convenient, confidential, and affordable. And their licensed counselors specialize in everything from grief to self-esteem to family conflicts and much more. Plus, you can communicate with them in whatever way works best for you. Text, chat, phone, and video, all from the comfort of your own home. If you've ever worried about the cost of traditional offline counseling, BetterHelp is more affordable and financial aid is available. In fact, as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. I want you to start living a happier life today. So join more than 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
Now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, which country has the most natural lakes? Here's a hint. It's the same one celebrating its national pride later this week. Find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod to play along and find out the answer in our Instagram stories. As for last week's trivia question, in the underwater world, which male creature carries the eggs and births the babies instead of the female? The answer is a seahorse. The male and female seahorses do an elaborate dance, sometimes for several hours, when it's time to reproduce. At the end of the dance, the female deposits her eggs into the male's stomach pouch, where they are fertilized. A male will hold up to 2,000 eggs at one time. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, says the pregnancy lasts between 2 and 4 weeks. Once the eggs hatch, the male will push the babies out of his stomach into the water. The babies are on their own at that point, but scientists say fewer than 1% of the baby seahorses survive to adulthood. Even when they do make it, they're tiny. An adult seahorse never gets any bigger than 1 foot long. Some stay as small as about half an inch. All right, thank you for turning to The Newsworthy to get your news each day. As always, we'll be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.